CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Do the thing and you shall have the power." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who do it and have the power. Our first Playmakers company has tripled its revenue in the past 3 years. Well, our next Playmakers company makes cosmetic repairs to auto dealerships' inventory. With us today is a CEO whose company analyzes the design of products to ensure a robust design. Well, our next president remanufactures alloy wheels for the automotive industry. These great Playmakers are Chris Wilkes. Chris is president and CEO of Sigmetrics. And Travis Rylett. Travis is president of All-Star Auto Reconditioning at All-Star Wheel Repair. And we're going to begin today's show with Travis. Travis Rylett established All-Star Auto Conditioning in October of 2007 as a sole employee and technician. Today, All-Star Auto Reconditioning services primarily franchise pre-owned car dealers in Dallas, Tyler, Austin, Killeen, Waco, San Antonio, and Houston. All-Star makes cosmetic repairs to the dealer's inventory that ranges from 1 to 4 year old cars up to 75,000 miles. Services include paint correction, buffing, headlight brightening, PDR, which is pointless dent removal, interior repair, glass repair, and alloy wheel repair. Currently, All-Star has 45 technicians with annual sales of $5 million. All-Star Wheel Repair, formerly Spec Wheels, was acquired December 30th, 2013. This facility remanufactures alloy wheels for the automotive industry with 18 employees servicing Dallas, Fort Worth, Tyler, Longview, Texarkana, and Sherman. All-Star Wheels serves car dealers, body shops, service drives, and retail customers with annual sales of $1.5 million. All-Star Wheel is also an alloy wheel repair specialist franchise serving DFW. Well, Travis, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
It's nice to be here.
You know, you're doing a lot. You've grown a lot. But how did you get into the auto reconditioning business?
Well, I started out, I was racing cars, and there's some guys that we race with that were in the business, making some pretty good money. I just graduated high school, working for my parents in the fishing industry down on the coast, and went to work with these guys and was making pretty good money. By the time I was 18 years old, making 60, 70 grand a year working with these guys, and you know, got some pretty valuable experience in the business, seeing what the potential was. Went away racing for 10 years professionally. Coming up on my 30th birthday, thought, man, I've really got to do something to make some serious money here. And this was, you know, one of the things that I've known. Got back into the business, started by myself, and now we employ over 65 people.
You have to start someplace. What kind of racing were you doing?
Sprint cars. So we travel around the country racing dirt tracks, and we go everywhere from Seattle to Tampa up into Canada. I go to Australia once a year for a few weeks, and that's really where I got my education, was through racing. So the racing was kind of a neat deal for me, just all the people that I was around and the things I was able to learn.
So here's a question. You still keep your fingers in it?
Still keep my fingers in it. We race today. When I was racing professionally, we'd run over 100 races a year. Now I run somewhere between 35 and 45 races a year, so we're still pretty heavily involved in it. We were just in Seattle over the weekend. I'll go back to Seattle again this weekend, but started the year out in Australia, came back from there, went to Tampa, and then we go everywhere in between.
Well, that only tells me one thing. If you're racing that much, which is close to once a week on average, you must have some very good people running your business for you.
Yeah, we do, and that's key in any business, you know, just getting the right people around. And I've been able to be very fortunate to get a lot of good people with us and delegate work to them, and they take care of everything and our customers very well.
Let's talk about what you do, first of all, for All-Star Auto Reconditioning. Dealers get their cars in. They either get them from auction or they get them from trades. They want that car to look brand new or pretty close to it.
That's right.
What do you do?
Well, especially with today's market, with the internet savvy customer. So you can get online and you can find whatever car it is anywhere in the country. And see a picture of it. So these guys have got to have good photographs. They've got to have a great price, and they've got to have a great product. So what we do is we go in after the car's gone through mechanical detail. We grab it, and we're part of their process at the dealership, and we go through the car bumper to bumper. So we repair, repaint the bumpers, buff out scratches. We do the PDR, which is painless dent removal, remove all the dents, redye leather seats, fix steering wheels, radio buttons, We do windshield repair. We do alloy wheel repair on site. Then we've also got a wheel remanufacturing facility, which, you know, wheels that have, you know, machined need to be welded up. Color changes is a big deal for us right now. And, you know, we just do everything 100% to make the car just like new.
Do you bring the car to you, or do you do it on site at the dealership?
So that's the unique thing about what we do. So what we do is low overhead. We can operate out of a very small facility because everything is done on site at the dealership. So what happens is we go in and we'll set up camp there. If the dealership's large enough, we'll have, in some instances, we have just trailers or vans. Some of them we've actually set up shops, or the dealerships will give us room inside the facility to use. And then, you know, in smaller dealerships, we have these vans and stuff that run around mobile and run a route just like anybody else would.
What you're charging them, and I'm not going to ask specifics, but what you're charging them is very small compared to what they can get for that car once it looks showroom new.
Correct. And so what happens here is we go in, and once we go through this thing bumper to bumper, the dealer is actually able to probably triple or quadruple the value of what they've spent with us.
That's a great markup, which is why they probably use you all the time, because you're good. Now, you are in a number of cities. I'm counting 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7 cities in Texas. Do you work with most of the dealers in those cities, or are you still working on gaining more dealers to work with?
We're kind of spread out. So we've got a few dealer groups that we've got multiple locations with. We don't really have anything that uses us exclusively. And a lot of the bigger box dealers, so like the AutoNations and Group Ones and those sort of guys, they don't specifically mandate that anybody in their region or territory use a specific vendor. But what we do is we just go kind of store to store, and those guys all talk. And so after we get in, do a great service for one of the stores, it just kind of follows suit, and we get to some of the other ones. And that's why we're in some of these other cities. We've done a great job at other facilities, other locations, and then in their monthly meetings, the guys get talking about it, and if they've got problems, they'll bring us in.
Now, your wheel repair business, you do retail, but do you do any retail with the your recon business?
Negative. No, with the recon business, it's just all business to business with the dealerships. The wheel business is a bit different. You have a lot of damaged wheels, guys hitting potholes. You bend your wheel, car won't hold air. The tire will not hold air. You have tire shops send us a lot of business. So I have a customer goes in to get a new set of tires on. They won't
wheel
balance out, so it's
you.
Bent. So they send them over to us, and we can save you a ton of money on that. So like an average wheel repair is $150, where a lot of the newer cars with like a 20-inch alloy wheel could be somewhere between $600 and $1,200 to replace that wheel. So
big difference. You're a franchisee of Alloy Wheel Repair Specialists. How is that different from your business of All-Star Wheel Repair?
It's one and the same. So we do business as All-Star Wheel Repair, but we were able to pick up the franchise here. They had some problems with a former franchisee. It approached us whenever we're buying this wheel remanufacturing plant, and those guys are able to bring some business to the table with this as well, you know, i.e. some AutoNations and Group One.
I purchased a one-year-old car 2 years ago. It looked flawless when I bought it, so I'm sure somebody had done some work on it. But you're working on cars that are up to 4 years old, up to 75,000 miles, which is a lot of miles on some of those cars. Do you find you have to do a lot more work to those older vehicles, or do the dealerships pick and choose in terms of what you work on?
Now, the programs that we do, we go in and we touch every single car. So what the new trend.
So
once
I hire you, if I'm a dealer, you're going to look at every piece of inventory they brought in, either from auction or for a trade.
That's correct, yeah. Unless it's a wholesale piece, they're going to send it back to the auction or put it in their cash corral. So the trend in the industry right now is flat rating everything. So we touch, for one flat fee, we touch every car that comes through that comes through the program. So like I was saying earlier, we're a part of their program. So, you know, car goes through service, goes through detail, we get it. And then from us, it goes on to photo and then on to the onto the lot.
So essentially, you're not nickel and diming the dealership.
Not at all.
One flat price, and here's what you get. We're just going to do everything for you.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the work out for those guys, too, because they don't have 5 or 6 different vendors. You know, back in the days, you would have had 5 or 6 different vendors walking your cars, all coming on different days, and so the cars were not reconned in any specific time frame, and then prices were all over the board. Well, now, what we do is we just charge them one flat rate. You don't have all these vendors walking the lots dealing with the managers, so they can concentrate on selling cars. We concentrate on reconning them. It makes things easier. So whenever they buy or they trade, they know that they're going to have X amount of dollars in it.
Are there other companies that do what you do, or are there other companies that only do pieces of what you do?
So there, in this industry, it's just been trending here for about the last 7 or 8 years to where you're going to like these one-stop shops. There's one major player in the country that's coast-to-coast. There's another one that's pretty large based out of Houston. And I think you've got a lot of small regional players like myself, and I think I would just guessing, I don't know this for a fact, but I'd probably be one of the top five in the country, one small regionalized. So you got a lot of mom and pops, and then you've got these, you know, just one big mega deal.
So again, going back to what you're charging a flat fee regardless of what you have to do with those vehicles.
That's right. And some of them we don't literally do nothing to. So we bring them in there, we walk around them. Some of them just don't need any work. If a nice gentleman like yourself that takes care of his car brings it over to us, and we just walk it, inspect it, nothing wrong with it. We just put it back on the lot, and they still get charged for that. But the next one, we might spend a half a day on. So,
do dealerships still have detail people that will fix up a nice car just to get it ready for sale? Or do you do the detail work too?
Well, we're doing all the cosmetic repairs. So they
do have the detail work, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they do have the what they call make ready or detail, who's doing the the washing, the cleaning of the engine, cleaning the fender wheels, steam cleaning the carpets and whatnot. But we're doing all the cosmetic imperfections. So dents, dings, scratches, rips, stains, tears, repainting.
So what takes you the most time? What's the most difficult work you do on a vehicle?
Paint work, definitely. So we do, especially on high-end cars, like, say, a BMW dealership, pretty much every single car needs the front bumper repainted. Those cars are low to the ground. They drive them over the top of the curbs when they go in parking.
I have that problem myself.
Lots of rock chips, and then on a an import lot, especially a high-end lot, you don't have chrome bumpers like you would on a pickup truck at a Ford or Chevy lot. So more painted bumpers. So it just means more paint work.
I can see it. Trucks much higher off the ground. There's a lot less work underneath those bumpers. Tell everybody, again, the names of your companies and your websites so they can know how to get a hold of you should they need a work. A dealer needs work or retail for wheels.
Yeah, so it's All Star Auto Reconditioning is our core business. They're the ones that we're out mobile servicing the dealers. And we do all the cosmetic work, so the paint, the PDR, interior, cosmetic wheel repair on site. And then our wheel and the website for there is allstarrecon.com. And our wheel remanufacturing facility is located in Forney, Texas, so a ways away, but we have trucks that run around the Metroplex picking up wheels from dealerships, body shops. We even come out and we'll take a wheel off your car, put your spare on, and bring it back and do the remanufacturing process. We're located in Forney. It's allstarwheelrepair.com or awrswheelrepair.com/Dallas.
Well, Travis, thank you very much for being part of Playmakers Talk Show.
It was awesome to be here.
You are a playmaker. Travis Rylett is the president of All Star Auto Reconditioning and All Star Wheel Repair. Don't go away. We have an interesting interview coming up with the CEO of Sigmetrics. His name is Chris Wilkes. Back with Chris right after this.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to speak with the president and CEO of Sigmetrics. Since 2013, Chris Wilkes has been the CEO of Sigmetrics, a global expert in GDNT, which is geometric dimension and tolerance and mechanical variation. The Sigmetrics software is used to analyze the design of products from medical devices to Rolex watches to ensure it's a robust design that can be manufactured time and time again. With over 25 years of research and development, Sigmetrix designs, develops, markets, and globally supports tolerance analysis solutions used to unite the ideal world of product design with the real world of manufacturing and assembly. Formerly Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Sigmetrix, Chris has over 25 years of industry experience building successful software companies, and he's led the company to successive years of double-digit revenue growth. Well, Chris, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Now, I just explained Sigmetrix, but what I want from you is really, what does Sigmetrix do?
Sigmetrix helps companies analyze the design that they have for a particular product and turn that design into something that they can manufacture. You figure you're going into manufacturing, and you know, if you want to have a particular device manufactured, you might say, all right, I need this particular part to be flat. And the manufacturing is going to come back and they're going to say, really? Well, how flat? And you're like, well, what do you mean? Flat is flat. Well, no, it's not. I'm allowed to vary a little inside of that. Okay, well, you know what? You can vary by a millimeter and it'll still be okay. Well, that's fine if it's just making a flat table. But what if you're making an automotive engine and you vary by a millimeter on every one of the parts and then you start to make that engine turn or a piston go up and down? Question is, will it work? Can you put all of that together into a working engine or working mechanism? Our software helps analyze all of that for the design company and then can determine how often that's going to fail. And so if you want something that has a very high level of reliability, then we can help them deliver that product.
So Six Sigma must be a big part of your process.
It's absolutely. In fact, our software is called CETOL Six Sigma. So it is about how can you derive the highest level of quality. And that's why the companies that use our software range from the U.S. government making propulsion systems with nuclear devices to automotive industry, very heavily into the medical industry because you certainly don't want failures occurring with an internal heart pump. So it's really about driving up quality throughout the manufacturing process.
You know, after seeing there's a video on your website, which we talked about earlier, that everybody should take a look at if they really want to understand Sigmetrix. But quality is something people talk about these days. As we get into the 21st century, quality is becoming more and more important. But what's behind the product recalls we've been seeing recently? What are companies missing in product design?
We've had a lot of recalls lately, and certainly things like the Takata airbag, where we're dealing with millions of recalls, has made the news a lot. Some of those recalls are because companies aren't doing enough of this analysis up front. Did Takata actually do an analysis of what happens when moisture is introduced into the system in a hot, humid environment? And when that moisture is introduced, it causes corrosion of the metal, which turns the airbag into effectively a grenade type of explosion with fragments coming out. Well, those are all things that could be analyzed. And it is a combination of multiple factors that came into play. When you think about the trends that are happening in manufacturing today, you think about global manufacturing. So you may have a particular component being made in one location, and it could be made in Mexico, but something else could be made in China. Well, how do you make sure that all of these different components come together? So the trend that's impacting all of these recalls is global manufacturing trying to maintain the quality level for each of those parts, coupled with far more advanced sophistication in the mechanisms themselves. So it's a lot more complex product now being made all over the world, and you have to put those together into a final assembly that works every time. It's analysis that has to be done. When companies don't do enough analysis, don't ask the right questions, then they start getting faced with recalls that can be very costly.
So your software essentially does the what-ifs.
It is a what-if software. We're analyzing what would happen if you varied it. You know, one of the trends in medical, if you create a medical device, say it's an artificial knee, you have to submit for the U.S. government that for this particular device, here's how I'm going to manufacture it, here's what it's going to look like, here's the material I'm going to use. That's fine. Well, you may get a part from a subcontractor that does not meet the original requirements. And if it's outside of the specifications, you have to file an adjustment form with the FDA called a 510K. And when you file that form, you have to stop manufacturing until you have the answer that it's okay to use that. So what our product does is tries to establish, you could actually take the data from this new part that came in, analyze it in our software, and say, all right, well, yes, it's a tiny bit wider than we originally planned, but does that cause the overall product to fail more? And so we analyze that design. And if the answer is no, well, then it's okay to continue to use it because it does not have a material effect on the design, on the overall design.
So here's the question. Why isn't every manufacturer using Sigmetrix software?
Well, some of the manufacturers just don't need to. I mean, if you're making a table, you don't need a tolerance analysis software like ours. There are companies that are increasingly complex. They're making increasingly complex material or mechanisms that do eventually buy either our products, or they're doing some other way of doing a tolerance analysis, and they're analyzing all of this. Many people do it by hand. So just a hand calculations or the use of a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet can calculate a lot of the mathematics. What it cannot take into account is when you rotate in a three-dimensional world. So we do live in a three-dimensional world, and engines turn and pumps go up and down. And you cannot analyze that effectively unless you get some fairly advanced math. But fundamentally, everything underneath our software is just some very advanced mathematics. You could compute all that by hand in a calculator. It is going to take a while, but you could actually do it. So what our software does is get to the right answer much faster in order for them to be able to understand the impact of that. A designer doesn't need to be analyzing all of this. They need to spend their time getting the right design.
You mentioned earlier about the TI story, Sigmetrix was spun off from TI. Is that correct? And tell us that story.
We were actually created inside of the Advanced Weapons Systems Division of TI. That was the business they later sold off to Raytheon Corporation. So the laser-guided bomb, used something called the Forward-Looking Infrared Radar, FLIR, still in use today. So the FLIR is a bunch of lenses together. Well, you think about how much variation you could have in the manufacturing of a lens. It could be a little fatter in the middle. It could be narrower in the middle. I mean, look what happened to the Hubble telescope. They mismanufactured that and, you know, sent $1 billion contact lens up there to adjust for it. So when you have multiple lenses put together and you want to hit a target 5 miles away within a 5 meter, then you really have to manage very carefully the manufacturing process and understand the impact of all of the variations in that long series of lenses. You could have one tilted. You could have one rotated a different way. Then our software was created by a partnership between Texas Instruments and BYU to do the mathematics to understand all of that variation. And later we went off with a spinoff to Raytheon. And then our software started being demanded commercially. So we became our own company and a standalone entity. And so now we're engaged in companies around the world.
We've talked about what Sigmetrix does, but why or what makes Sigmetrix a great place to work here in DFW?
You know, the employees make it a great place to work.
That's what I was looking for.
I don't think the CEO can make a great place to work. You know, my primary job is usually to either get out of their way or to get the hurdles out of their way. We do things a little bit differently. We try to have an enjoyable work environment. We try to give back to the community. We implemented, in fact, I took advantage yesterday of a new program we put in place, which was an idea from the employees. And that new program was, what if we had a charity day? And instead of taking vacation time, the company just let us go volunteer in the local community. And so we match that with funds, and the employee can go take a day. It's a paid day off, and they can take that. And yesterday, I'm on the board of directors for the local food bank in Plano, and I took the day off and volunteered there, and then the company donated money. And many of our employees have taken advantage of this. So it's about listening to the employees when they have these good ideas and executing on the ideas that they have.
And giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
Being in this business, you're dealing with a lot of different types of manufacturers and different tolerances. What's new or changing in manufacturing design, the manufacturing design industry worldwide?
We're going through some interesting changes right now with the implementation of the internet in combination with design. So something called the Internet of Things. I was at a design show with a large company called PTC last month, and I actually watched a demonstration of a person walk up to a particular device with an iPad. They shine the camera at that device, And immediately in front of them, they had the image of the device through the camera, and overlaid on top of that was the entire digital image of how that was created. They typed or punched a button on the iPad, you know, digital button, right? They typed a little area of the iPad, and it played a video of how to exchange a particular part in that device while they're staring at it. And so now they know exactly how to replace. So that's what is called the Internet of Things, and it's combined with something called a digital twin. So I have a physical device out here, and I have my digital twin of it, and I can see everything that's happening inside the digital twin. Now, this is the same thing that NASA's been doing for years. We're finally getting to the point that we can bring that to just about every manufacturer.
Amazing what the Internet has done for us and builds on your business, too.
Absolutely.
So why do you think Sigmetrics, your company, has seen such an increase in revenue over the last few years?
We've seen a tremendous increase of revenue because we have changed our product to make it easier to use for far more people. Whereas all of this advanced mathematics might have been something that a true expert in a company needed to use, we have changed our product so that more people can use it and get value for their companies out of it. Sigmetrics is actually an exporter. I mean, we're headquartered in McKinney, but we're selling worldwide. We have distribution network. You know, I go to China. So you see a lot of companies that are you're outsourcing your jobs to China. Well, we're actually doing the opposite. We're selling product in China. We're not doing manufacturing over there. We're selling product in India because around the world, these companies are trying to have more higher quality products, and they need to compete with companies like the German companies, the United States companies, and the Japan companies. So our product is growing very quickly because the rest of the world is trying to catch up to the quality manufacturing that you get in the United States and some of the other countries.
Well, tell everybody how they can find out more about Sigmetrics.
Of course, always on the website, sigmetrics.com. Google us anytime. And then we have a very active LinkedIn account as well.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for the invitation.
You and your company are definitely playmakers. We've had a great show. Our first guest was Travis Rylott. He's president of All-Star Auto Reconditioning and All-Star Wheel Repair. We just had Chris Wilkes. Chris is president and CEO of Sigmetrics. This has been a terrific show. It's been great having guests on our show, and thank you all for joining us. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.